How are you guys doing this morning? My early risers, thank you so much for coming out. You probably are not early. You just want to beat the heat, I think, of some of y'all. I got to get up early, do things early. But this probably looks familiar to y'all, right? Some of y'all travel a lot probably for work. And when it comes to being in the, because we are in a transient community, everybody here travels at some point, goes out of town. And when it comes to traveling, when it comes to your luggage, your baggage, it's a skill. It's something you got to develop. Because over time, you realize, I don't need this, or I can leave that out, because it always happens this way. And Hannah and I, when we were first married, we were not skilled in travel. We were not at all. And this is when we would go on a trip. We don't really do many trips anymore, you know, with kids and everything. But flying with our kids, whew, I feel bad for that plane. When it comes to traveling, it never failed. This is always what happened. We had a trip plan. It's about a week, you know, and before we're packing our bags, and we already know the regulations. We already know how heavy the bag can be, you know, to not get charged extra, because they want you to be too heavy, because they want to charge you extra. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that. And so when Hannah's packing, I'm telling her, okay, remember, honey, 50 pounds, this is back when it was 50 pounds. 50 pounds, that's as much as you can do. That's like half of your body, okay? Half of your body weight, that's what we can do. And I'm watching her, and she's, you know, this pair of shoes, that pair of shoes, this pair of shoes. I'm like, honey, you know we're going to be there for a week, right? Yeah, I know. Okay. Those pants, that top, that dress. I'm like, we're not going for a month. She's like, but I got to be prepared. What if something changes? I'm like, okay. And we didn't learn this until later, but we started doing this thing where I would, okay, you done? And she's like, yeah, I'm done. Okay, it's packed, right? Yeah, it's packed. So I would pick it up. So I would weigh myself on the scale, and then I would pick up, and then I would weigh myself again, and I would do the math. And if the math wasn't right, if there wasn't like a 3-pound buffer, I'm like, we don't know if their scales are calibrated, honey, in the right way. So I need you to take this back and remove something. And it never failed. It would be the right weight. And I'm pretty sure at some point she sneaked something back in there. I know that she did. And by God's grace, we end up, and I'm just like, can you, and if it's a guy on, you know, that's taking our baggage, usually I can like, come on, man, you know how I feel. You know where I'm at. Come on, you know that I need this bag to go through. And usually, like, and I don't have the extra money. Do I look like I'm rich? Come on, man. And usually I can talk him into it and we'll get it through, but it never fails. Because when you go on a trip, you buy stuff, right? You add to the things that you brought. And so then on the way back, man, I forget about it. We're getting so into the trip. There's no scale in the hotel rooms. You know, they don't outfit you with that. And we always, it never fails. We get there, we're going back home, and we're just like, all right, let's get on this plane. You're 10 pounds over. What? And so this is what always happens. As embarrassing it might be, I'm like, honey, I know that I'm underweight. So let's start pulling things out and let's add it to mine. And we will plop down in the middle of the airport. As embarrassing as it might be, and we'll flip it open, and it didn't matter. Underwear, unmentionable, it doesn't matter. And I'm just ripping things. I'm throwing in there because there's a big line waiting. And we do that. And we finally get through, and it's a breath of fresh air. And sometimes if it has to stay, it has to stay. But usually I can talk him into it. But traveling is always that way. It is a skill to become great at packing and knowing what your luggage is and knowing how much baggage you have and what you can take with you. It's a skill to it. You develop it over time. It's the same way in our relationships. Experiential relationships and experiential baggage that we have, it's no different. See, in life, we go through things and we have these moments that make who we are. Whether they're good or bad, we have these moments that help define us and they shape us into who we are. And we take those moments and we put it in our baggage and it becomes our identity. But sometimes we overpack our baggage and it becomes something that's heavy and something that's over the weight limit. There's a weight limit. I don't know if you know this. In your life, in your experiences, in the baggage that you carry with you through life, you have a weight limit. There is a limit that God has set out for you, saying, hey, you are human, and you can handle this much. And he doesn't ask really any much more of you other than what you can handle. And he does this in so many different ways. But everywhere you go, if you leave a place, if you move, some of you have just moved, some of you have come from a different state, some of you had just left a relationship, and you've realized, I'm going somewhere else, and I have this baggage with me, but now I have new experiences on my doorstep, new things, and that's more baggage. And you take it on, and you take it on, and we keep adding and adding, and we hold on to that baggage instead of when we, and this is more often than not, we do this. When we enter a new relationship, now I am all about, when somebody steps into a new relationship, new marriage, I'm like, get it all out. Let them know how crazy you are. Let them see the skeletons in the closet, because you want them to know just how much baggage you have in your life, so they're ready to pull that baggage with you. Or they're going to help you release some of that baggage. I'm all about that. Because what we do in our lives, when we take that baggage and we drag it on and we pull it into new situations and new relationships, we end up in a situation where we are over limit. It weighs too much. And instead of letting it go, we don't want to let it go. We want to hold on to it. We can't leave it at that point. And so what we do is we say, hey, new person in my life, new relationship, existing one, let me add some of my baggage to you. And we start taking our baggage out. We begin to pile it into their suitcase. And then the weight is distributed. And you can hold it for a time, but then new baggage comes in. You can kind of see the cycle, and it goes on and on and on. This is exactly what we do in our relationships. They start out simple at some point. Then we hit a comfort level. We like to, you know, at least show off that, like, you know, when I Uber drive, you know, I drive for Lyft and stuff like that. And so I see a lot of couples that are like on their first and second and third dates. You know, I like to have fun with them. Okay. I like to mess with them a little bit, you know, ask the questions they haven't asked yet. Like, is this a date? Are y'all in a relationship? I'm assuming y'all look good together, you know, and it kind of brings out this awkwardness, but this is flood of stuff. These emotions come out, and it's a really fun thing to see, because they pull out all this baggage, and I become a counselor in my 10-minute drive, trying to get them to whatever the next location is. I try to offer a little bit, and they're like, are you in a relationship? Oh, yeah, I'm married, been married for over a decade. And they're like, oh, that's great. And I'm like, yeah, how you do that? And I tell them how they get there, and they're just all ears. They're like, how do you do that? How are you still happy? You seem like a happy guy. How do you make that happen? And I tell them my secrets, which I have learned the hard way. We start, in those times, we get to the comfort level, and we hit that point, we start sharing our baggage with others. Now, there's some types of baggage that are okay. There's some type of baggage in your life that you're meant to carry. There's good moments that kind of shape who you are. You've realized, maybe I shouldn't tell them that their butt did look big in those jeans. Maybe I shouldn't say something like that. You know, you end up in that experience. You get bit one time, and that's some baggage that you take with you. That's a good baggage. Keep that baggage, okay? That's a good one to keep with you. And then there's some baggage that is unnecessary. It weighs a lot, and it's unnecessary. And odd as humans are, we want to hold on to what hurts. We want to hold on to what is most painful to us, and it's unnecessary, and it weighs down hard, and we drag that with us, because the good experiences are light. Those are fun to talk about and fun to express, but that baggage that we don't, that's kind of shameful to us, or it hurts so bad we can't talk about it, that is super heavy. Super heavy, and we end up dragging it. It hurts our backs. It changes our posture. We don't stand up straight anymore. We kind of slouch over because of how much weight that it is. And we start sharing that baggage with others. Now that's, again, there's baggage that's okay, and there's baggage that we're not meant to carry. So too often we hold on to that hard and clunky stuff, and it perpetuates to the clutter in our lives, and it adds to others. Because, like the old saying goes, misery loves company. Misery loves company. Have you ever been in that moment where you've passed like the month stage, whether it's just a friendship or whether you're interested in this person as a spouse and everything's gravy, and then all of a sudden, it's like you open a tiny door and just demons start flying out of it. And you're like, what happened? where did this come from? And it starts to unleash on you. Or you've known them for a long time, and you find this corner in their life, and it's like, where did this come from? Why didn't you bring this up before? Because eventually it's going to come out. If you are holding on to that baggage in your life that's too heavy, it's dark, it's something that you're almost embarrassed to talk about, or it hurts too bad to talk about, it's going to come out at some time. Humans are, we just leak information. Some information we shouldn't tell, some people tweet when they shouldn't tweet, you know, some people share when they shouldn't share. Now, I'm not trying to get it political or anything like that, but it happens because misery loves company. All right, so good news. Paul, it was no secret to him, this baggage that we carry in our lives. See, Paul carried a lot of baggage. See, Paul, he was like the just opposite end of what Christianity is and what it's meant to be. He was actually killing Christians. He was hunting them down because they were too much of a threat to the government at that time. So Paul, not only just like, I don't agree with you guys, I can't believe in him. He's like, no, I'm going to come and I'm going to find you and I'm going to do away with you because you're a threat. And so when Paul had his moment, when Jesus, this is how he had his conversion, and this is probably the only way it could have happened. He didn't actually meet Jesus physically. Jesus had already gone, and Jesus literally blinded him, knocked him off of his horse, blinded him for a few days, and spoke to him, changed his life completely. And he turned it around and realized, oh man, this Jesus is real. What have I done? Okay. So imagine that guy who completely changed his life. Imagine the baggage that he carried in his life. Knowing that the people now that he loves and that he's a part of and wants to have community with, a few years ago, he was hunting them down. Talk about baggage. Ouch. Heavy. And if you don't, there's a great movie that's out. That's Paul. Check it out. It depicts this very well. But he had some serious baggage. Now, Paul, he knew what he was talking about when it came to relationships and having baggage. So when he is speaking to the people of Colossians, he's telling them, like, this is how relationships happen. And right before this, what I'm about to read, he goes in and he describes, like, I know that you're this or this. See, Paul didn't pull any punches because he was savage. Paul was very savage with his information. He did not. He's like, guys, time is of the essence. I'm just going to lay it out there. And he laid out all the dirty. Like, he put it out there. He says, this is what you were before Christ. This is everything. How evil you might have been, how selfish you might have been. And he's like, believe me, I was there. I was there with you. I understand baggage. And then we pick up, and he gives some foundation and some clear direction when it comes to relationships and how the Creator has meant relationships and how it has to deal with our baggage. In Colossians 3, 8 through 14, it says, but now you must put them all away, talking about all that stuff, anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Did you catch that? After the image of the Creator. This is how the Creator has meant relationships to be. Here there is no Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on then, like, okay, he's basically saying there is no difference in humans. All humans are God's creation. All humans belong to him. It's all his creation. And if it's all his creation, he has a design for that creation. And now here is how it plays out. Put on then, this is what you need to be. Put on then as God's chosen ones, if you are a believer in Christ, that is you. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. Man, that's a tough one right there. If one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. That's a tall order. God forgave all sins. And he's saying, just the same, do that. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. See, in this time when the law was created. And this is what they all follow. If you were a believer in God, you follow what the Pharisees' laws were. And it was very technical. They like to draw on the line and say, if you just stay in here, you're okay. And Paul's like, hold on. Let me just show you. Let me give your ramifications. He's like, who's out? Nobody's out. Everybody. All creation. Wrap it around the earth. And if you are within that, you are in that. You can be a part of this. And how should we treat one another? Not with anger, without malice, without... See, all those things that he described, anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene, talk your mouth, that happens because of experiential baggage. We become that way because of things that we have experienced in our life. That's the outcome of that heavy baggage. That's how you know if somebody in their life is holding on to something they should have let go a long time ago. If they are quick to bite, if they are quick to gossip and talk bad, or if they just will always just bring up the negative, you know, the Debbie Downers in your life, there's a great chance they are holding on to something that's too heavy for them. There's something, and the Colossians were doing just that. See, they were holding on to these experiences, these things in their life that was too heavy. And Paul knew that Christ had to travel fast. The gospel needed to travel fast. And if their baggage was too heavy, they weren't going to make it in time for their flight. They weren't going to make it in time. So he's like, I need you to let go of some stuff. Because you are new in Christ, you are a brand new creation. There is a weight limit to this. You have to unload some stuff out of your life and let it go and hold on to the things that you're supposed to have that are light and easy. The burden is not heavy. This is what Christians are supposed to look like. It's the majority of how we treat others. Actions to somebody. These actions can feel good or they can feel bad. It's really the choice is up to yours. It's how you interpret how you're going to share your baggage. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't tell people about the negative things in your life. We learn from that stuff. That's stepping stones. You're like, hey, don't tell your wife that it does look big in those jeans. Don't say that, man. Don't do that. And you're like, okay, I won't do that. It's a stepping stone. It's like, okay, share those things. But if you are letting those things shape who you are, you're holding on, you're dragging that baggage everywhere you go, and it's too heavy for you and for the people that are around you because it's all linked to selfishness. All those things are linked to selfishness. And this might be offensive to some of you, but if you are holding on to an offense from somebody else, if you are holding on to an experience that you really shouldn't, you know you shouldn't be holding on to, you should be letting it go, that's selfishness because it feeds you. It's self-humility. I mean, it's false humility. That's what I meant. It's false humility. It's making it's self-deprecating. It's making yourself feel like it's like this black hole of selfishness saying, woe is to me. I am everybody hates me. Nobody likes me. That's not true. People do love you. That's the thing that you're telling yourself. And there's a God out there that loves you above all, remember, in everything. There's no one that's outside of his love. And so much so that that's why he says, and he ends it with, do all these things. But here is the test. Here's the litmus test to all of that. If it doesn't bind together with this, with love, then it's not supposed to be a part. If your baggage that you are carrying with you, you can't wrap that in love and it holds together, you shouldn't be holding on to it. If your actions, if you can't say, I'm going to go tell this person off or I'm going to go do this, if you're saying, first, I love them, now am I going to do what I'm going to do? And if it's too much of a wrestle, if it's tearing you apart, chances are that's something you shouldn't be holding on to anymore. You need to let it go. And it doesn't matter who you treat this way. It doesn't matter how you do, what your baggage. It's all indicative of the way that you walk with Christ. Yeah. Any level of relationship we have matters. Any level. Family, now sometimes we're the hardest on the ones that we love most. And that's okay. That's why that love is there, so they can handle that. And it's okay, but you're still human. But any relationship that you have, even the person that you might just see once a day or once a week or once a month, how you treat them is indicative to your walk with Christ because everything is bound in love. The best relationship practices are laid out right here. They're not easy. They are difficult, but I guarantee you it is the most rewarding way to live your life. And when I meet someone that doesn't know Christ, and they're like, man, that's great that you're a pastor. You seem like a nice person. You're funny. I love that one. I love hearing that one. You're funny. And I'm like, yes, I am. And that all seems great, but I just can't get on board with Jesus. And I'm like, and I tell them, that's okay. That's actually the hardest thing about this. Is believing that there was a God that was fully man, fully God, that came and died for us. And that's hard to believe. He conquered death. He was dead for 3 days. He says, I understand that. But his teachings, his practices of life that he told us to do is so powerful. Whether you are a believer or not, of course, if you are a believer, it takes it to a whole nother level. But if you're not a believer and you just try the design of the Creator, it is the most catalyzing way to live your life. Because it not only changes your life in a powerful way, but it changes the lives around you. Could you imagine how effective, how what your influence would be if you just wrapped everything that you did in love? Everything that you did, all of your actions, everything. Now, I'm not saying don't have hard conversations. You got to have those hard conversations because you love them. You want to see them go to a new level. You're saying, hey, you're holding some baggage in your life, or you have some hard conversations with yourself. Do you even love yourself? Do you love yourself enough to say, I'm going to let go of this baggage that's too heavy for me and let it go? It's the most rewarding way to live your life. And it's all in there. Conflict resolution. If you have an offense to somebody, go to them and talk to them. Even if they don't agree with you, go to them and talk to them and say, this is the way I feel. And if they don't agree, say, oh, it's okay. I forgive you anyways. That'll throw some people in a tailspin. Forgiveness is very powerful, but it has to be wrapped in love. And then identifying your baggage and clutter is the most effective way. But always, always, above all, start with love in everything you do. So you, personally, there's two aspects to your relationships. One is what we give. So when it comes to our baggage, what we have in our life, you have a choice of what you keep in here and what you hand out. Okay, and what you carry with you. So your first step is to figure out in your life, if you want your relationships to be firing all cylinders in the way that God has created them to be, you need to look at your own baggage. Yeah. Before you look at other people's baggage and say, and it's their fault this relationship didn't work, it's on them, first look at yours. Because the most thing that you can control in your life is what your baggage is, what you put in your own bag. Okay, you can't control what people hold in their bags, but you can control yours. First, identify any of that negative stuff that Paul talked about, is that in your baggage? Are you holding it? Can you even talk about all the things that you in your baggage? You should be able to go to a stranger and not be ashamed of what's in your baggage. Yeah. Be able to bring it up, talk about it. And if you can't, it's too heavy. Yeah. It's too heavy. You need to let that go. Stop pulling it around. What baggage are you holding on to? What is in there? Is it cluttered? And more, are we adding to others? When somebody comes in your life that's new, now, share your life experience, is that great? But are you asking them to take offense with you? When you ask them to take offense with you, I want you to be angry with me. I want you to hate that person that you don't know. I want you to hate them with me. What you're doing is you flop that bag on the table and said, open it up, here we go. And you start throwing it into their bag. And their bag might have been right. It might have been the right weight. But you've added to it. Now it's too heavy for them. And when you end a relationship with somebody, whether it's just a friendship, a co-working scenario, or a spouse, if the weight is too heavy in both luggage, you're not getting on the flight. You're not going anywhere, okay? And you probably can't afford to pay the price that it has, because you can't, because the price was paid for you by Jesus. You can't pay the price of what it is to get to go forward, to take that trip. Because remember, misery loves company, and identify that in yourself. Identify what your luggage is and decide, I'm not going to put my misery on somebody else. I'm not going to pour my ugly luggage, the thing that I can't even talk about. I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to take it out of my suitcase. I'm not going to carry that around with me. Don't be that miserable person that loves company. The other aspect is what we receive. What we decide, when we meet someone new or in a relationship for a while, you have a decision to make. When someone starts trying to hand out their baggage, you can make the choice whether to accept that baggage or not. And that sometimes is where the hard conversations come in. Someone comes in and they says, man, this person made me so mad and I hate them. And you go, that's fine. I mean, you're probably justified in your feelings, but hold on a second. That's a bit strong. You know, why don't we try, and especially if they're a believer. If they are a believer and they claim Christ, they're claiming something that you're a part of. And they were representing something that you represent. And so you need to tell them, say, look, you're a Christ follower like me, and I got to be honest with you. I think you're holding too much malice. I think that you're holding on to too much baggage. That is a tough conversation because you want them to love you. You want to say, yeah, I agree with you. Let's kick them out the door. Yeah. You want to do that. Because it feels good, you know, in that selfishness, it feeds it. But you get to choose what baggage you hold on to. And you do that by either, if someone does something wrong against you, you forgive them. Forgiving them is a powerful thing. More powerful than you know. You don't know it until you try it. If there's somebody in your life, and it's been years since they offended you, and you are still mad at them, you are holding on to some baggage that you need to let go. Okay, you need to let that go. It's too heavy for you. Forgive them. And then the other way is, if somebody that's not offended you, but someone's trying to pour something on you, give them grace. Say, you're human. We understand that. I love you. I can't hold on to you, but I'll have grace for you. Even though what you're doing is not right, I'm still going to be your friend. I'm going to love you despite what your baggage looks like. I'm not going to just not let you into my life. I'm still going to let you into my life, but I'm not going to accept that. You give them grace, and you show that you don't have to be perfect. Those are the two ways you can deal with other people's luggage in your life. Keep the baggage lean and lightweight, because when you do that, you streamline your ability to create and develop relationships in your life. Think about the time in your life when, man, you are firing all cylinders, and you're like, man, this is great. People love me. Everybody wants to be my friend. Everybody wants to hang out with me. And this is awesome. Think about your life in that moment. What kind of baggage were you holding on to? Chances are, I'm willing to bet, that you didn't have a lot. It was light. It was baggage that was easy to understand, that you were not embarrassed to talk about. Because the thing, you think that you hide things, it's all written all over your face. Yeah. It's in your actions. They can see that you have baggage in your life, and they don't want that baggage. They subconsciously push away. So keep the baggage light. And this is where discipleship is most effective, because you just want to pour good into people. You want to pour positivity into people and say, hey, Christ has changed you. He's made you anew. And I'm telling you that right now. Christ has changed you, and he's made you new. So don't hold on to that stuff. And because this is what life can look like. And if your life is not an example of light, fast luggage, that they're not going to want to be a part of that life. They're going to go, man, that luggage is heavy. I don't want to be a part of that. But if it is truly where it's supposed to be, they'll want to be a part of that. So that's you individually. Keep the luggage streamlined, light, lightweight. Keep it lean. But as a church, as a body of Christ, believe it or not, we can have baggage, and we can give baggage. And too often, you know, some of you might have been estranged from a church for a while, or you might know somebody that way. Chances are good that that church dumped some baggage on that person when they came that they were never meant to hold, that God never asked them, all that kind of stuff. God never asked them to do that. God's the one that judges, not us. We're just here to talk about the truth, talk about the gospel. And sometimes if you're not careful, you can put baggage on a community. At Village Heights, we must be careful not to perpetuate bad baggage, rough baggage, heavy baggage. So the question we ask, got to ask ourselves as a group, is there someone in this group or so on or in your past church history that you harbor a negative thing against? Have you done something that you've known is wrong that you have not corrected in your life in church? Because at Village Heights, we gotta keep it light. We gotta keep it lean, because we have a mission, a flight we gotta catch, that we gotta make sure that we can take our baggage there and take anybody else that we can with us. Right. We are meant to remove the clutter, not add. When Jesus came to this earth, when he came, one of the biggest things that he did was take away, kind of debunk the religion at that time. The Pharisees thought they had it figured out. They had laws, they had all these things, and they constantly tried to do this thing called stump the Savior, where they would show up to a situation, and they would go, here's a scenario, big teacher, you know, big guy, what do you think? And he would always just blow their minds. It was amazing. But that's what would happen. That's what Jesus came to do. He came to declutter, take this thing. He paid a price for the things that are too heavy so you can remove them out of your luggage, out of your life, so you can live a better life, a lean, lightweight life, knowing that someone has paid the price for the things that you are embarrassed about, the things that you are afraid to talk about, and that's something that we have to communicate as a church. At Village Heights, we will always keep the luggage lean, and we do this by sticking to our mission and our core values. And our mission is easy. It's easy. It's faith-compelling love, love-compelling faith. Our faith pushes us in a way that we are compelled to love, in a way that love is so powerful and so strong that love, and it's only a love that can come from Christ, to come from our Creator, that love will compel people to faith. They'll look at who we are and say, man, you are, there's something out of this world in what you are doing. It's beyond humanity. How much you love, it doesn't make sense. I want to be a part of that. If we stick to that mission, we'll always have lean luggage, but it always begins to love. And we have our core values to be Christ-centered, audaciously generous, and community-crafted. And that's all poured from that mission, all through that. And if we stick with that, if we start with love, our baggage will always be lean. It won't be too heavy, and it'll be easy to talk about, easy to share, so you don't miss your flight. So guys, in our relationships, I challenge you this week, start with yourself. Do it today. Get a pen and paper. Journal it. I don't know. Make a blog. Make it anonymous. But make a blog. You know, do whatever you got to do. But look at your baggage and think to yourself, am I embarrassed to talk about what I'm holding on to? Is it something that's worth it? Am I embarrassed about what I have put on others, the baggage that I have shared with others? Do I need to go somebody and say, hey, don't hold on to that for me anymore? You were never meant to hold on to that. Let it go, because I need to let it go. Identify what that is, and that is the first powerful step to having some great relationships in your life, to starting a life anew. Because remember, what you were in your past, when you became a believer in Christ, you are now a new person. He paid the price for that heavy luggage. Let Jesus pay the price for it. Let him take it off of you. Stop holding on to it so we can have great relationships in our life and we can have lean baggage. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for all that you do in our life. Thank you that, man, we don't have to lug around this heavy stuff. That you saw us as a creation, and knowing that you know us from every cell in our body, every bone, and you know what we can carry and what we can handle, our weight limits. And you loved us so much. We were lugging too much, too heavy. You came to earth to pay the price for our heavy luggage. Thank you so much, Jesus, for loving us that much. And right now, us individually, God, I pray that you are helping us search our hearts, search our minds, to find those things in our life, that heavy baggage that we're holding on to, so we can begin to let it go. Lord, help them identify the baggage that they put in other people's lives, so then they can go to those people and say, I'm going to let this go. Please let this go. So they can also don't have to hold that baggage. But Lord, help us see what those things are. And Lord, as a church, Lord, as we are going on our way, Lord, I pray that we do not harbor negative baggage, this bad, heavy baggage, Lord. I pray that we are streamlined in everything that we do, that we stick to our mission so that we can move as fast as possible to get to the flight, you know, help people come along the flight with us. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We give you all the praise and all the honor. Amen.